Welcome to the second hour of A Voice of the People live here on WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims and I am your host today, and I have a guest, Cheryl Lee. I need to share some things with you before I turn my attention to my guest today. Today is April the 20th. I'm sure most of you know that. And April's almost gone.
We're
getting ready for the month of May, and we know Mother's Day comes in May. So, children, grandchildren, pay attention to your mothers and make sure you get them a lovely gift. When I said that, it made me think of my dad, and my mom used to always wait for a gift from him, and he would say, "Well, you're not my mother." And I thought, "Wow, Dad, why would you say that?" He said, "Well, she's not. So that's for you all to, honor your mother." And I thought, I've always tried to do that, honor my mother. And during Mother's Day, but she's long gone now. But those of you who have your mothers, remember them and honor them. God says we ought to honor our parents. You know, there's a promise that goes with that commandment, that your days will be long upon the land. Who doesn't want to live a long, flourishing life? I do. Well, anyway, we stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. Now, when you get on that website, you scroll down to the black bar, and there's a white arrow there, and you can hit on that arrow and you can listen to a live broadcast. Scroll down further, there's a list of different talk show programs, and you can tap on them, and they're scheduled by date. It doesn't tell you who they're interviewing that day, but it's by date, and you can click on there. And I mean, there are tons and tons and tons and years of years of talk show programs. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn. You can find this app in your Play Store. That's where mine is located, on my Android, but it may be in a different area on a laptop or those iPhones. I don't have one, so I don't know how they work. But anyway, find that in your app store. Download it. Once you do, scroll till you find the search bar. When you find that, type in WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast. If you'd like to ask any questions, be part of the conversation by calling 740-383-9944. Or Facebook Live. We're running Facebook Live like right now. On my page, Linda Sims. Go on there. If you have any comments, you can put your comments in the comments section, and I will be looking at that periodically, and we can address whatever questions you ask or concerns you may have about our subject. Okay. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Their phone number is 740-223-1515. They have an ongoing announcement, and that announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place May the 20th at the above mentioned address. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, they have another announcement coming up for May 6th, and it's for ladies, and it is called Women's Day Luncheon. They will be having a guest speaker from Columbus, Ohio, and they say, please join us, Black Tie Affair, at 11 a.m. Saturday, May the 6th, 2023, at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Hall, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. All women are welcome. Tickets are $15. You may purchase them at Logos this Sunday at their ministry. Also, I think you can go to their website, www.logoschristianministries.com. I think the sale ends Sunday. There will be no tickets at the door, and you must show proof that you have purchased tickets. So, I guess we better mark that on our calendars, because Sunday is only a few days away, so we can get our tickets. Okay, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a supporter of A Voice of a People, thank you very much. Love you all for your support. I have a thought for today, and it's titled, Bring Light. We talked about that last hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And this one is titled, yeah, Bring Light. It's kind of long, but it's a good one. And don't miss your opportunity to bring light to a situation. Bring light to someone you love. Bring light to the world. God has made us to be the light of the world. Okay. And it goes like this. There is some darkness in most human minds today. So there is a darkness component in most scenes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark? Like a crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit while others weave their dark are both illuminated and illuminators. Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate. Make that moment momentous. And also a proud supporter of A Voice of a People, Cheryl Lee. She's my guest today. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in all of Marion City schools, elementary schools, county schools, and North Union County schools. This is a faith-based program. If you are interested in your children attending this the next school year, which is coming because this school year is over. Mm-hmm. It is just gone.
Yes, it has.
And their program has closed down already.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Some of the schools have a few more lessons, but by the end of May, they'll be all done for the year.
Right. And she's here if you want to call her. Her number is 740-262-0939. If you may be interested in your children or grandchildren attending this faith-based program known as the Good News Clubs, please call her or you can wait till school starts and get your application or permission slips for them to go.
Right.
Right. And or if you'd like to donate some things, she does fundraising all year long, so she's welcoming anything that you would like to help with. Still, that same number, 740-262-0939. So, hello, Cheryl Lee.
Hi, Linda. Thank you again for having me in and for us to talk about our favorite topic, the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Second favorite topic, Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes, 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 yes. What's that third?
Family.
Always.
I would say family.
Family,
right?
Yes. Family. Oh. Wow. So, we really didn't have anything to talk about, but we did talk about being the light of the world, and that was our thought for today. So, we're going to talk about God in the details, and it takes us back to Exodus 2, 5, and 6. Did you get that scripture?
I do. Okay. 5 and 6. Then the daughters of the Pharaoh came down to Bath at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid in to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children."
Wow. Wow. And how was God in those details? Did you think, I bet she didn't realize that at the exact moment. Do you think so?
Well,
she did though, didn't she?
She realized that this was a Hebrew child.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to know what the Pharaoh was doing as far as killing the children off,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the little boys.
Right, right.
But yet God prepared her heart.
Mm.
And she had compassion on him.
Right.
Because as a heathen, not a heathen, but as a pagan goddess or a
right.
princess, she could have very easily have thrown that child back.
Right.
You know,
or just sunk that basket he was in.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly, because they did child sacrificing and stuff like this. So when you do a child sacrifice in our country, when we're doing abortion, how does that lower the standard of life?
Right.
You know, it's so diminished.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But God prepared her, and he, because the baby wept.
Right.
And you know, again, Linda, remember as a mom, you're so tired and the baby's weeping and you're like, oh,
yes.
You know, please stop, please stop.
Yes.
So God's hand was all in this because he even prepared her to have compassion, where you would think as a princess, she would have been very pampered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, people are probably very soft-spoken around her. And mm-hmm. then you have this child who's weeping. So it could have gone the other way
yes.
if God's hand hadn't been on it.
Right.
That's the way I see it.
So true. So very, very true. And then the mother had sent his sister, Miriam, to watch to see where the basket would stop. You
mm-hmm.
know, 'cause she trusted the Lord to take care of her baby in that basket.
That's
Can you
right.
imagine?
I know. What a trust. What a faith she had.
3-month-old child.
She knew that he was going to be dead if he stayed with her.
Right.
Because the other Hebrew women who have lost their children, and they saw that she still had hers,
mm-hmm.
if it had become known, they would have tattled.
Oh, yeah.
Or they would have been emboldened with bitterness.
Yes.
So she knew the circumstance if the child stayed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she lovingly prepared this basket. She put him in the water, not knowing what would happen.
Right.
But I am sure every time she weaved part of that basket together, she was praying the whole time.
Probably so.
You know,
she had to be during that time. Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine, you know. And that happened twice. So Moses was a type of Christ.
True.
You know. Wow. Same thing happened to him.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Wow. God in the details.
If we look for him,
mm-hmm.
it's all about wanting to see through spiritual eyes, rather than wanting to see through our eyes, man's eyes, our secular world's
mm-hmm,
eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we start asking God, God, let me see your word through your eyes, the Bible just jumps right out.
Yes, it does.
And it just comes alive for us. And, you know, we've talked about that over and over again. How often do you read the same passage and it's, wow, how'd I miss that detail?
Right.
Or is that the meaning, Father God?
Right.
You know, I mean, his word is true. His word is alive.
Yes, it is.
His word is powerful.
Woo.
You know, so very good.
Yes, it is powerful. And, you know, I was listening to T.D. Jakes. I think it was yesterday morning. He was talking about Cain and Abel. And how God was in the details of that. Even the killing of Abel, Cain killed. And mm-hmm. how Eve must have felt losing her son, her firstborn son.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was a secondborn.
Second. Mm-hmm.
Secondborn son. But still, they were new in the land. They had already sinned, you know, by eating the fruit, being disobedient, and had known if they did that they would die. But for some reason, they did not believe it.
Right.
But God had already prepared for this moment. It was no surprise to him.
Right.
That they were going to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, just think about Eve losing her son, you know, and how Adam lost his son, you know, and how God lost his son on the cross for us, you know. It was just really neat how he put all that together, you know, and how he just talked about Eve and how, like Mary.
Like Mary. I was like thinking Mary. That as you were talking yeah. about Eve losing her son.
Yeah.
I thought, and how Mary lost her son.
Yes.
You know. But unlike Eve, Mary's son rose after 3 days
yes.
of separation.
Yes, he did.
You know, so.
Right. He's alive and well and forevermore.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we talk about God in the details, does anything come up in your mind about God being in the details of your life? And you can look back and say, that had to have been the Lord that did that. He must have led me to this place where I am today.
Oh, man. I think just my introduction to Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, I wasn't looking to get involved with CEF.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a woman by the name of, and she is still here in town, Amber Furstenberger.
Yes.
And she was, she had brought in a troop of college kids from Pennsylvania. And they did some five-day clubs, which, mm-hmm. if any of your listeners would like to be a host for a five-day mm-hmm. club, we'd love to hear from them. But she has set them up to do the ministry with the five-day clubs through Child Evangelism Fellowship's curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And those are summer backyard type of clubs. Well, she was then hosting because she had talked to the school superintendent at that point in time, and Dr. Bernie was more than happy to get us into the schools. And by law, we are allowed to be in the schools, but it's always helpful when you have the administration mm-hmm. happy to have you there. So she was hosting, or she was getting people together for a training, because Child Evangelism Fellowship, we're volunteers, but they want everyone to be on the same page. And that's what makes the curriculum so good. It's not by denomination, it's by a statement of faith.
Right.
And so I went ahead, I was teaching at my church, the Awana program, and I was the director over the Sparks, which of course is your younger children, K through second grade. And each year it just kept getting more difficult to have a handle on their discipline.
Okay.
So I thought, well, maybe I can glean, if I take this training, maybe I can glean some information on how to deal with things in my program.
Right.
And so anyways, Amber had called, and at that point in time, my husband, we were in the office, he's at his desk and I was at mine, he turns around and goes, what have you got yourself into now? I mean, just mean and hateful. And I told him, I said, I'm taking this training to better Awana.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I explained it to him. Turned around, huffy and puffy, you know, and like, okay. So anyways, we took the training. I wasn't planning on going anywhere further because, see, this training was for lead teachers,
mm-hmm.
people who would teach the lesson, teach the memory verse, and then also go out and find other people to help them so that they could go into these schools. Because in these schools, you should have a team minimum of two. It's great if you have four. And so I wasn't planning on doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I'd gotten what I needed from the training, and that was it. Well, then Amber called me one day, or one evening, and again, we're in the office, and she's like, Cheryl, can you teach at, maybe Garfield?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, Amber, I don't think so. You know,
uh-huh.
And she goes, well, we've got coverage for all the other schools, but if you can't, this school will go without learning about without a good news club,
right,
where we are free to speak about God's love, what sin is, and how sin can be washed away through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So, I put her off, and I told her, I don't think so, I'll have to talk to Calvin. So I hung up, and Calvin turned around, and he goes, so what did Amber want? And so I shared with him that, she's looking for a lead teacher for Garfield, and if I can't do it, there'll be no representation of God in that school after school hours.
Right.
And he just simply said, well, I guess you better do it. And that was it.
Really?
So how was God in those details?
He was in the details. He sure was.
He was in those details.
It softened his heart that fast.
And 14 years later, wow, I'm still working with child evangelism.
14 years later.
And it's a wonderful program. And for your listeners, if they have never heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship, they can go ahead and Google CEF, okay, and they can learn about it. It is a tried and true children's ministry since 1937.
Right.
It started locally, not here, but locally in Illinois, I believe, went nationwide, and now we're international.
Right, right.
And in fact, my husband and I just went to a banquet on Tuesday evening, and this is how God is in the details,
okay,
Linda. We went to a banquet over in Mansfield, Ohio. The Mark chapter was sponsoring this banquet for chair people or committee people, which right, I am the chairperson for our chapter, and also for directors of the different chapters. So it was well attended, and we got to, the speaker was our new USA president for CEF. His name is Reverend Jeremiah Cho, mm-hmm, and he is from South Korea. And his testimony about how God reached out to him, mm-hmm, and brought him forward is just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And so he's got some lofty goals where he wants to take CEF.
Okay.
And it will be, God will be in all the details. Mm. God has led him to this point, mm-hmm, and God has been in all the details. If you could just hear his testimony, and maybe if you go on USA CEF or CEF USA,
right,
you could probably, Jeremiah Cho, C-H-O, you could probably hear his testimony. Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Because you and I were talking briefly before we started the show today, how, Asia and Africa, when you're talking to nationals,
right,
from those areas, they are so in tune to the spiritual world because they see it.
Right.
They're ministering during it, mm-hmm, and I think we in the United States, how much do we really believe?
Right.
I mean, how many times have you asked, or your listeners, have you asked God to let you see his word through his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked God to let you see the world through his spiritual eyes,
right,
so that you can have a spirit of discernment,
mm-hmm,
and you can see the lies that are being told in the churches today,
mm-hmm,
or the lies that are being told from our government.
Mm.
We are being hoodwinked, and God says his people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
That's our fault.
Right.
That's on us.
Yes, because we're rejected.
Yes, because God has given us his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And he will help us to cipher all of this garbage that's around us, all this chaos.
Right.
That is planned chaos from Satan. And God is just taking these pieces and putting the puzzle together for when his son comes to get us.
Yes.
And so, sidebar, I would like to ask your listeners, are you ready? If Jesus comes today, will you be lifted up? or will you be left behind?
Right, right.
And, you know, I know a lot of people, like in my family, oh, they've been saying that forever. Well, you know, I just read in, I think it was Luke, where Luke says to stay sober.
Yes.
To stay sober, because it may be the first watch, it may be the second, or it may be the third, meaning it may be now,
right?
It may be soon, or it may take longer,
right? Right.
But we are to keep our eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
And I am going to use that with my family. Right. The next family get together we have, I am going to be talking to them about, are you ready? And they will hiss, honestly.
Say they will hiss.
They will hiss. And say, oh, we don't want to hear that. Or you're always saying that. You know, all the old, all of it.
Right.
And I'll say, yes, I do say it. And yes, I am going to say it. And this is why, because while I was doing my devotions, I saw this and it came on like a light bulb. I've read that passage before.
Yes, yes.
But now, because we are closer to, I believe, the end times. Whether, again, whether it's 30 years down the road, how quickly does 30 years go?
My youngest
son is 30 now.
Wow.
And it just seems like I just had him.
I remember when he graduated.
I know. So what is that time?
Wow. And he's 30.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, God is in the details. How are we going to apply them?
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. He is in them.
That's right. Joshua. The book of Joshua, God is, you know, commissioning the inheritance to the tribes. And it says, how does God's guarantee of success to Joshua relate to us? Well, Linda, this kind of goes with your God is in the details, because there are three keys. God hinged Joshua's success on three keys. One, God's own presence. Are you willing to recognize God's presence, whether you're a Christian or a non-believer?
Right, right.
Are you recognizing God's presence? Are you giving Him the proper place in your life?
Right.
Second key, Joshua's personal strength and courage. Now, see, some of us have to be careful with that, because are we doing it on our own strength and courage? Although God wants us to use our strength and courage, obviously. He doesn't want us just to wait.
Right.
He wants us to go forward. But are we also accompanying that with God's presence? And then third key is Joshua's attention to an application of God's word. God says, Jesus said, to read and meditate.
Yes.
God says that we're supposed to read and meditate.
Day and night.
That's right. And by reading and meditating, we draw confidence.
Yes.
We draw closer to our God. We draw respect, more respect for our God. We trust in Jesus more.
Yes, we do.
You know, but we personally grow a confidence. That, you know, don't fear he who can kill you, because after he has killed you, what more can he do?
Nothing else.
But fear the one who can kill and destroy the soul.
In hell.
That's right.
That's a word, right?
So I just wanted to share that.
Yes.
That's how God, those details should be in each and every one of us.
That's true.
And if they're not, why? You know, those three keys should be in each and every one of us. And if they aren't, why? And ask God, what does He need me to do to get there?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, He says, even if your life looks like it's a mistake or some of the bad things that have happened in our life, you know, He even allowed those things to happen, you know. So He's even in those details, even though we may look at it as a bad time, a dark time in our lives, you know, when we were lost and was trying to find our way. Maybe we weren't even at the point where we was trying to find our ways. But God allowed certain things to happen in our life to make us look up to him and say, well, what's going on? You know, is this my life? Is there not anything else better than this? I've been there. You know, if this is it, fine. But if it's not, show me what else you have for me. You know, he is in every detail of our life.
Absolutely.
Every detail.
You know, my husband, when we were first, oh, I don't know. We had been married a while and stuff like this. But I was a believer that God could manage every detail.
Mm-hmm.
Every detail. And he's like, I don't believe that. He says, I don't think God micromanages. And I said, well, I believe God will manage your life as much as you will allow him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you see, there's a big gap there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's this canyon of how people, Christians, can see God.
Right.
And how much are they allowing him to manage their life? And why aren't they allowing him to manage it in more detail?
Right, right.
Because the more we allow God to manage our life, just the smoother it seems to go. Do we still have those valleys and hot, we still have those deep valleys,
mm-hmm,
of hurt and pain,
mm-hmm,
but man, we have the joy and the comfort of only what the Spirit can give us.
Right, right.
And it really, truly is unexplainable,
right.
Isn't not, Linda?
Yes, it's so unexplainable. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking that when I was just disheartened about some things that was going on in our life, and he allowed me to experience that emotion, but it did not linger. It was like there's a certain peace that comes over you. Okay, I realized this certain thing has happened, and it's not tasteful, but distasteful. And I'm aggravated about it, and I'm hurt by it. And he allowed me to experience, to even say or tell someone else what I was going through and experience those emotions. But seems like almost as soon as I got him out, here comes a peace.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be peaceful about, you know what I'm saying, something that's so disruptive in our lives? But he knows, he sees where we are, he understands where we are. But then there's that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even explain God's peace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, or why we have it. We do, like when we lose a loved one, we do feel it. We feel the sympathy and empathy for other people. But it's not like it used to be. It's not like days on end you're weeping and hollering and wailing and crying and can't find any relief, and you're telling everybody your sad story, you know, everyone you meet. I've been there in my life, you know. But now it's like, here's this peace that comes along right beside it.
Right.
And my daughter said, Mom, you've really, God has really brought you a long way. And he has.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it. And it's not like I don't feel or I don't hurt or I don't cry. Because I do, right? But him being in the details and caring and loving us so much that he can give us peace in the midst of the storm.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And that is what we have as sisters in Christ to share to other people,
mm-hmm,
to share with other people, is that we know no matter what comes down the pike, no matter what we have to walk through, because we do have to walk through,
right,
the valleys, that God is right there with us, and that God will keep us under his wing for safety.
Right.
We're in his shadow.
Yes.
And you know what? Those aren't just lines from Psalms, but when you really start thinking about it and talking about it,
mm-hmm,
and you're like, wow, I'm in his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under his wing.
Yeah.
And even though, and things, I believe things are going to get crazier. I just pray safety over my grandkids all the time because of this grooming that's going on in the schools.
Yes.
And I really pray that we can keep it out of Marion County schools.
Yes.
I really pray that. But the only way we can do that is by parents and grandparents being aware of the books that are in the library.
Oh, yes.
Being aware of what the curriculum is. And you can call your school.
Yes.
And you can ask them, you know, critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
I called my local school and I said, are you guys entertaining teaching the kids this? Well, they took the principal several days to get back with me.
Really?
Because he hadn't heard about critical race theory. You know, these our principals, our teachers, they don't always know what's going on. And that's where we have to be the watch persons.
Yes.
We have to be the watchmen, and we have to share that information. And, you know, the teachers' union has got such a strong hold. They tell these teachers what to teach, and oftentimes pray for our teachers. Pray that the Christian teachers will be blessed with a discerning spirit.
Right.
And will stand up against this garbage that is being taught to our children. Pray, because God will take care of them if they will trust and obey.
True.
So pray that our teachers will be strong and the warriors on the front end.
Right. And it's like they're being broadsided with the curriculum that they're obtaining to teach. If they have no control over it, and who's ever at the head of our educational system is allowing
Satan.
You're so right, Shirley. This is his agenda.
Yes, it is.
To kill what? Steal and to destroy God's people.
Well, God's children.
Yes.
Because the children are so innocent. The children are so pliable. And they can be... I was just listening to pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really working to have pedophilia an accepted lifestyle. The child that will be targeted, which shocked me, is 12 to 18-year-olds. Male boys.
Hmm.
12 to 18-year-olds. Now, see, I thought it would have been younger,
mm-hmm.
but you do have to watch young ones, too.
Yes, you do.
And they're grooming it through the transgender happy hours in the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Again, know what's going on in your community.
Right.
You know, call the library or see what's going on. Right. I haven't. I don't know.
Right.
You know, but we do have to. We have to take a stand.
Right.
Because the way I look at it, Linda, my husband says, it's gone too far. We've gone too far. There's no coming back. That very well may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But if we know something is wrong,
right,
and we don't voice our opinion, that's on us.
That's true.
Whether our voice will have an effect or not, it's still on us.
Right.
Like because if we do not say anything, we're no better than Jonah.
That's true.
Turning and running.
Right.
Now's the time for Christian men and women, grandparents and parents,
right,
to stand up and take to stand up for those who do not have a voice. But yet, they're giving them all these rights. These children, the right to mutilate their bodies and not tell their parents. We want to keep that out of our community.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And the only way we can do that is by parents saying no.
Right, right.
I still have the God-given right to raise my child.
Right. In the fear and admonition of the Lord.
That's right.
And that should be acceptable. After all, aren't we the country that has boasted all these many and hundreds of years that this is a faith-based country and our laws, precepts, and commandments was based on the Word of God?
Well,
we are a Christian nation. So where is that going?
It's gone.
You say it's gone.
If you deal with this government, you know, this administration, it's gone. You know, we are still a faith-based country, but whose faith?
Right.
You know, it's not the we still have the Christian remnant out there.
Yes.
And we pray for a revival within the Christian churches, that they come back, that they walk away from this woke, government-ran religion, and that they come back to God, Creator God, Father God, and His Word. So I'm sure there are pastors out there that could give you statistics, and I would hope that we have got growth in the church, in the Christian family, of the Christian church, that people are waking up and seeing that all of this is lies. All of this, unless you are comparing everything with the Word of God, we can be twisted and we can be manipulated. True. And we can be led astray by, like the sheep.
So what about this? Do you think we as Christians, not just you and I, but the Christian population, could rise above our, what's the word I'm looking for? Our, how we see things and our convictions and not accepting wrong that we know is wrong, but can we rise above some of these preconceived ideas, and that might not be the right word either, but can we reach transgenders and homosexuals and see this as sin and reach them as Christ would?
You have to. Love? We have to, Linda, and yes, you can. And if you Google, like, Tom Hughes, Pastor Tom Hughes, or Billy Crone, Pastor Billy Crone, he lived in that New Age lifestyle for a good part of his life, and God delivered him out of that. He was not homosexual,
right?
But he was he was into that lifestyle.
Right.
The only way we can help someone be freed from that bondage is by sharing that their lifestyle is, that they've been lied to.
Right.
That God loves them.
Right.
And his plan for them is better than any plan they think that they can live out.
Right.
And that's the truth. So we have to reach them by the gospel. What's his name? He works with the Left Behind guy, Cameron.
Okay.
Anyways, he deals with a gentleman who does the street ministries.
Yes, I've seen.
Okay,
that.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And I mean, he's very. If you follow his technique word for word, because they don't even go into the lifestyle of the homosexuals, and I even saw. Oh, I wish I could remember his name. I'm sorry, forgive me for that. But Ray Comfort, I think is it. He had a video on YouTube that you can bring up where he is talking to a homosexual couple. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't go with, you're homosexual, you're wrong.
Right.
He goes with the Ten Commandments. And God says, we're all sinners. And they're like, no, we're good people. Well, have you ever lied?
Right.
Have you ever thought about stealing something? Mm-hmm. Or have you ever had lust for someone else?
Right.
And so he brings it right down to the negative fact, the bare fact that we are all sinners.
Right.
And because we're all sinners, no matter what our sin is,
there you go.
We need to be covered with the redemptive blood of Jesus.
Yes, we do.
And so, yes, transgenders, 5 years ago, that would have been a mental health problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not so sure it's not demonic.
Oh, it's Satan's agenda. Absolutely.
It's always Satan's agenda. But I think a lot of these people have also opened themselves up to where they are actually demonically influenced or possessed.
Oh, yes. I believe that.
You know, so all of these immoral acts that are going on right now, 5 years ago, they would have been sending their children, their teens, their young adults counseling.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's something wrong with my child.
Or
they're losing their mind.
That's right. But now
it's accepted.
Now it's accepted.
It should not be.
And it's not, because most children over the years will grow out of it if you do not mutilate them
Right.
Or persuade them.
That's so true.
In the process.
We are out of time. Thank you, Cheryl Lee. What a beautiful hour that we have had. And hopefully we said something to encourage you and others. So next time, be blessed.
Keep God in the...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For